Hello?
President?
Hello, how are you?
Fine, sir. We're going to the field with the study here, and I just wondered on a number of things what you might want in. We're going to test a lot of these pairings of Goldwater and Rockefeller, Romney, and I thought maybe Nixon. What do you think about that? See where he sits.
Yeah, of course, he'll run the strongest, won't he?
I think he might.
Yeah.
I also think he'd probably be a pretty good opponent there. But then what about Morrison? What do you think about him?
Yeah, he doesn't have any strength, put him in. You kept Romney at those same figures, didn't you? I thought you were going to change him.
Okay, to be perfectly frank about it, the Newsweek fellas got hold of him and said there's nothing to do with But I don't think he came out that strong.
No, as a matter of fact, he was submerged by the Eisenhower story.
Yeah, which I think was all right, don't you? I mean, that...
it doesn't make any
sense. And it is a good way to show where the real strength is not.
Yeah, of course, Eisenhower's strength is rather special. Nixon would be a better test.
Nixon would, yeah.
Yeah.
If there's any Republican strength, I think it'll show through Nixon.
Yeah, that's...
Because Eisenhower's got the principles of the East. I have no doubt that he's very strong, and I think Nixon's... Nixon wouldn't be able to pull that. Eisenhower is his personal kind of thing.
That's right. He's not a party figure because of that military background.
Now, we are going to get a full read on the white, on the whole Negro thing. That's something usually people want very strongly, and I think it's going to do a service, as a matter of fact. I don't think whites are quite as bad as people make it.
I have an impression this thing's cooled off a little, but I may be wrong.
Well, I think we'll find that out. We're also going to do a before and after on this... March on Washington. I think a lot of people will say, well, you see, that's killed everything, and I'd be surprised that unless something wild takes place, that they'll really have much effect one way or the other.
Yeah.
Then on the other issues, I want to get a read to see how much good the test ban has done here.
Yeah. I'd be interested in that, yeah.
Yes, and whether they've fallen at all to this idea that all of a sudden we're great pals with the Russians, right? I doubt that people will feel that. We'll have something on this, it'll break about the time the railroad strike, so there's much credit on that. There's some indication there is credit from the last one on that.
Yeah.
And then the whole area of working for peace, foreign aid, see how much that has done.
And the tax cut? Now, that tax cut vote was pretty bad before. What was your question, Lou?
Tax cut, well, now we've got three on tax cut, actually. Now, I'm coming out with something on that, Mr. President, which I think will put it in perspective. The fact is, you ask people if they're for a tax cut, and you'll get nearly, you'll get about 2-1 who are in favor of a tax cut.
Yeah, then yes.
But then you ask them, do you think that if we don't have a tax cut, or if we have a tax cut, do you think that'll help the economy of the country? And there you get about 2.5-1.
Yeah.
You then ask, though, would you rather delay the tax cut until the budget is balanced and you get about a 50-50 split?
Yeah, but that's right. I understand that.
Well, the answer, I think, is that as long as the tax cut is justified in terms of helping the economy, it's going to go. I think what set the tax cut back were some of the people trying to...